And just like that, the coconut wagon is back. My name is Roy Peretz, and along with my husband, Ron Thurston, we are here to share our stories of learning to let go. After almost 2 decades of living in the Big Apple, we packed our belongings and traveled in an Airstream to discover this beautiful country. In the 16 months of our travel, we saw the most captivating nature. And as we met people in communities along the road, we learned that at our core, we're more alike than we're unalike. Drop the Coconut is about letting go of what is holding you back. It is the story of a little monkey who reaches out its palm to grab a coconut buried deep in the ground. Once he grabs it, his palm is too large to slide out of the hole, and out of greed, he becomes an easy target for his capturer, simply because he wouldn't let go. All I want to tell that little guy is, drop the coconut, you can be free. From our home in Miami, where we are planning our next adventure, we are recording this podcast to share the stories of all the coconuts we had to let go of, and about some new ones that dropped in our lap. We hope you enjoy this episode, and thank you for jumping on our coconut wagon today. Hello, Ron Thurston.
Good morning, Roy Peretz.
This is the fourth take. We're trying to say hello, Ron Thurston. I'm going to try to sound a little bit more excited. How have you been?
I've been great. It's been a busy year since you and I sat down at this microphone together.
Right. And For those who don't know us, it's not that we don't know what happened because we live together. Right. It's not that I see you after a year. It's just that we're really talking about it. After a year. So there is a little bit of a difference, I guess, between experiencing everything to sitting and talking about it. Right. And since we decided in the last couple of weeks to be a little bit more upfront about things and talk about things and share how we feel, we said, why not record it if we're already doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And what a more beautiful vehicle to do that than our little coconut cart that we carry around everywhere. And just recording it to Drop the Coconut podcast.
Yeah.
Which I think the last episode that I recorded was about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has happened since then.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great things,
mm-hmm.
but also a lot of life happened in the middle of these great things, which, you know, made us a little bit more aware of our goals, realign our goals, readjust.
Yeah, I think just a lot of life lessons. I think sometimes we can overplan, and then the plan doesn't work out exactly as you had expected, and so you renegotiate the plan all the time, and that's where we are.
I love that, and I think we're pretty good at renegotiating the plan. Do you agree?
We are. I think that's part of the success of our marriage at the same time, but it's also, I think, how you build businesses.
Right. I mean, it's how you do everything in life. You have the big plan, you make the details, you cook the ingredients, and, you know, you cooked pasta, but it's a, what is this, something that is like a, you cook a pasta and you get...
That it tastes like...
I don't know. It doesn't taste like pasta, that I can tell you.
Okay, sure.
So around March of 2023... We were on the road, still in the tour that we've done with Retail in America and just
living in our Airstream.
Living in an Airstream, seeing the country.
Yep.
And everything was fabulous until you called me one morning from New York because you went there for a trip.
Yep.
And you said, wow, the city is really nice. Like the energy is really great. And I was like, what are you saying? Are you saying that we're going back to New York? And you were like, maybe. And that maybe was enough for me to ignite a fire. And a month and a half later, we were living in an apartment.
In Miami.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's, there's a story there.
Right. It wasn't an apartment in New York. It was an apartment in Miami. But all that happened so quickly, I didn't even have time to think.
Mm-hmm.
I only knew that I'm going on like in one linear direction, trying to get this done. And within a week and a half, we had a buyer for the Airstream, a buyer for the truck. We got rid of everything that we owned back then.
Yep.
And I remember us standing with a truck saying goodbye to the truck at the dealership.
Yeah.
And we had like literally three bags.
Yep. Everything we owned.
Everything that we owned. And I still have that picture.
Yeah.
Everything that we owned was in three bags. And there was a feeling about that that was so liberating. I couldn't even tell you how I felt. I was like, oh my God, I'm exploding. That you don't have anything in the world that holds you back, that makes you stay in one place. Mm-hmm. In a certain way, even the truck and the Airstream is something that you, it becomes your home, and it's something that you own. It's something that you go back to. Now, granted, you need a place to live. You need a place to stay.
Yeah, you need to be safe.
Right. But that feeling at that moment of having nothing was just incredible.
Yeah, and it was by choice, by the way.
Yeah.
Things do happen to people in devastating fires and floods where people lose everything, and it's not by choice. For us, it was an intentional choice of, you know what, we're going to do this again. We're going to start over again.
Right. And so, and just so I'm, again, making that point clear, this is not about losing everything that you have because of some devastation or something tragic that is happening. This is by choice letting go of things and letting go of
dropping coconuts
everywhere.
Yeah.
How many coconuts have we dropped? A lot. And I think that for me, I wanted to talk about it for so long, but the words got stuck in my head and I just couldn't bring them out. And it's part of my need to be perfect. It's part of my need to say the right thing. It's part of the need to just be very thoughtful about everything sometimes when often I just want to like let go. And I've tried several times to write this down and say, I'm just going to read the podcast. I'm going to read everything that I want to say. It's going to be organized in a very thoughtful way, methodical way. And I'm just going to put it out there. But the reality is that it's really not me. It's someone who I think that I am. Someone that, sometimes takes over. And this is something that I learned here in Miami as well, is that I'm good at just talking and just...
Yeah, being yourself.
Yeah, being myself, exactly. And that takes time. It takes time to realize that you are good at being yourself.
Yeah.
I think that I put a lot of layers, one on top of the other, and it takes time to peel these layers. And, you know, maybe some of it has to do with age. Like you grow old a little bit or grow older a little bit and you understand more about yourself and about everything that is around you. And you start letting go of things that are really holding you back or even not holding you back. They're just layers that I don't want to wear on myself.
Yeah. I think you're more forgiving of yourself then too.
Yeah, I agree. But I think that since we've done that, we moved to Miami and, you know, many people ask us, why are you going to Miami? Like out of all places in the United States.
Why Florida?
That we got that so many times. And I think Florida has been an interesting journey so far in the sense that everything here is a little bit slower. Everything is a little bit less red tape.
Mm-hmm.
People are a little bit more like casual or friendly, I think, than what I experienced in New York. But New York was just not the right place for us anymore.
Yeah.
After all that time.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it?
I felt the same. I think we spoke about it on an earlier episode, but New York City for both of us served as a very important chapters, I would say, of our lives as it related to our careers.
Right.
While we met there, I would say it served very important vehicle for us to be as successful as we both were in our chosen industries. And neither one of us would have had the level of success if it weren't for New York City.
Right.
So I'm very grateful for the city. I'm really grateful that 10 years ago, it's actually 10 years ago this month, I made that decision thanks to Andy Dunn and a very incredible opportunity to join Bonobos to move from LA to New York City. But so many things after that happened, including meeting you, including a couple of other incredible career opportunities, but all of it's New York related. But we are at a different point in our life
right
now, which I think we'll share on this podcast. But you and I both said when we were wrapping up the tour, we don't need to be in New York. We love New York, but we don't need to be there. And so being here in Miami has given us actually that chance to breathe a little bit.
Right.
Financially,
absolutely.
From rebuilding friend networks and just we've discovered love living outside.
Yeah.
Which we didn't have the opportunity to do in New York. If you have more opportunity to do it here, but even more opportunity to do it in an Airstream that I hope we do again in the future. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I hope so. You're already spilling the beans. This is not coconuts, but you're spilling the beans.
You got to tease it. That's what podcasts saying. You got people listen to the next episode.
You're right. I think that it was a challenge to move here just because it was a new place again. But since we've traveled around, since we've seen so many places, I had that feeling that I'm not afraid to go anywhere now. And I lived in New York for 17 or 16 years, and I have never visited Florida because I said, I will never come here. And every time a friend of mine, my friend Corey told me, let's go to Miami. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to Miami. I'm not visiting Florida.
Well, technically, you don't like the sun or the beach.
Right. But there's so much more. I mean, I understand, but there's so much more to this place than that.
Right.
I think it is the jeweled crown. How do you say the crown jewel. The crown jewel. Yeah, there you go. So it's the crown jewel, maybe, but there is so much more to it when you live here and not just come for a vacation.
Right.
But I was very much affected, and I think I talked about it a lot before. Mm-hmm. I was very much affected by what I knew about the place, mm-hmm. and less about actually going out there, visiting, seeing people. And when I hear people trash anywhere today, not only Florida, but when they say something bad about Texas, when they say something about any other place, they can say something about New York, for that matter, if we met people that haven't been there, then I know for sure that these people have never met the people who live there.
Yeah.
People have never went there to visit and see with their own eyes, and they're just fed with a lot of news cycles and whatever the media says, and they're fed by TikTok and fed by all these things that are shaping their mind to be something without trying it or seeing it.
Right.
So I knew immediately when we thought that we're going to move back to an apartment that, yeah, Florida is a perfect place for us. I don't care what people say about it. I don't care what our friends in New York think about us moving to Florida and living in Miami. I'm going to live my life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to influence the people around me. I'm going to be the best that I can be. But I'm going to do it on my terms, not on your terms, not on what CNN says, not on what anybody else think about this. Mm-hmm. And that is maybe the first time that I felt like really going against the grain of our immediate friends. And because we got so much pushback on that and so many questions and so many, it wasn't a question, wow, why are you moving there? It was more like, oh, you're moving to Florida? I'm never coming to visit you. And I'm like, great, so we'll never see each other again. Goodbye. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And to this day, we have friends who are refusing to come here. And that's fine. That is their choice.
Yep.
But I'm going to leave on my terms. I'm going to go to places and see with my own eyes, is it the right place for me or not?
But it also may not be forever. And I think that that's what you and I have become. Part of our how we're experiencing life at this point is that you and I don't make commitments that are for eternity.
Right.
Other than our relationship, where we do that, we didn't spend every dime we had to buy a house that kept us here. You know, we said, hey, let's just do it for a year. Let's see if we like it. If we don't, let's move. If we do, let's stay. Like, let's keep our life as light as possible. I would say one of the downsides, I won't say downside, I would say one of the things that we recognized immediately is we fall back into old habits when we have space.
Yeah.
So we have a large apartment, which is beautiful, and an outdoor living, and we have a great place, but we immediately started buying things again. So this year ago, when our whole life fit into a few suitcases, that's no longer the case.
Right.
So it's actually really interesting to watch how habits resurface.
Right.
And quickly. And when you're forced to live kind of in small spaces and treat the earth with maybe more respect and try to not use Amazon and try to not just buy disposable clothing, when you have space and time and money, you fall back into those habits.
The one thing I'm going to say, and I agree with everything that you say, is that I love Amazon and I'm going to keep buying on Amazon. And for me, it's Amazon and Walmart are the ideal places to shop for everything. So whether you're on the road, in the middle of the city, of course, there's no Walmart. But Amazon is like, come on. You can't live without Amazon today. Fine. Let's be real.
Well, agree to disagree.
But and then I'll keep shopping on Amazon.
You know, all I do is talk about retail all day. So let's not go there.
So I think that, yes, I mean, we have done a lot. And that is because we don't have these things or didn't have as many things that held us in place. We don't have kids. Yeah. We don't have plants. I don't have a goldfish. There is nothing to take care of except for ourselves. And that is, again, that is a choice. That is a choice that we made. And the more that I realize that these things are holding me and us in place, I'm letting them go more easily.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to buy some furniture again. And I'm like, okay, this furniture can go. I don't care who takes it, but all this furniture can go. I'm like, okay, yeah, we can get rid of that. We can get rid of that. You saw me even starting throwing things out that mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we need to light the amount of things that we have. And it's not that we didn't buy some clothes here and we bought some shoes. We probably bought more than we needed and more than we've had on the road just because we didn't have space. But I think we really controlled ourselves. We didn't go all in and went back to the place where we had closets of things.
Right.
So we have things now. I think things that I really like and things that I think I'm going to keep, but it's not to the amounts that we've had before.
That's true.
And with doing this podcast, I really hope that we're going to talk about all these things that are holding us back and things that we're letting go. And I want us to talk about how life is great. We have great things happening for us, but life is also happening in the middle, which are all these unexpected things and difficult things and challenging things and things where, you know, it's in the relationship that we have. It's between us and the environment that we live in. Mm-hmm. It's between us and the world. And even though, you know, we are the center of our world, but our world collides with a lot of other things that are happening around us. And I hope that we'll be able to, you know, just look at these things and talk about them and put them out there and drop some coconuts. Yeah. Who knows? I'm excited for this. I hope that these episodes will spark something within us as well and something with people who listen to it. And it's not about to show people this is what you have to do in your life. This is how you should live your life.
Yeah, no.
We live our life the way that we see them right for us. But I hope that the concept of letting go, the thing that I love to talk about, and every time I talk to someone, I'm like, let go, let go, let go, let go, is that concept is something that you can adapt to your life, whatever your life is. If it's in a mansion somewhere, if it's in the middle of New York, if it's in the middle of Florida or California, wherever you are, if you adapt that concept to your life, then you bring a lot of change to your life. And one thing that I love to say is that you can only bring change if you bet on yourself. And I think we took a lot of bets on ourselves during the time. And in some of them, we failed. In some of them, we didn't succeed as we thought we were going to be successful. In some of them, we were very successful. So looking at all these as a whole kind of, you know, it teaches you it gives you like a different perspective on life. And it definitely helped me figure out better today what I want to do. And I know that it might change.
Right.
You know, I know that for now, I know I have a path. But listen, when the crossroads or when the T comes, you know, the
fork in the road,
comes, I might take a left turn. Right. And the one thing I'm not going to be is ashamed of taking the left turn because I told everybody that I'm going right.
Yeah, that's a hard one. That's another coconut.
Right.
from many people. So we talk about coconuts in terms of items or physical things. Coconuts are also overcoming shame and overcoming commitments and overcoming emotions and trauma. And there's a lot of coconuts wrapped up in that.
Right. And we're learning that as well. We're going through that process. But, you know, I want to prepare us for that even though, you know, today the road is going in that direction, but in 2 weeks from now, I don't know, the road might take another direction.
Yeah.
Who knows? We're going to be flexible about it, and we're going to let ourselves just live our lives on our terms, mm-hmm. not what everybody else thinks, but what we think is right for us.
Yeah.
So another coconut that I'm going to drop right now is that I'm not going to make you record this episode 4 times. I think every episode of Drop the Coconut, unless it involved other people, we recorded about 4 or 5 times because I wasn't happy with this. I wasn't happy with that. I wasn't happy. So this time, I'm just going to put it out there.
Great.
And
great.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it live, and I'm going to listen to it again and write down all the things that we want to talk about. I think there's a lot to unravel, and I hope some people join our Drop the Coconut tour.
Me too. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. Ronald Thurston, thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
How often have you stood in front of that invisible wall, the one that is there but is not? I have been there so many times, especially in the last year since we paused our travel. I kept looking at these microphones and said, tomorrow, tomorrow is the day that I will do it, and tomorrow comes, and another tomorrow, and another one, until a year passes by. That invisible wall stops everything but time. I had so many things I wanted to achieve, and don't get me wrong, I was busy. But I wanted to make room for things that I love, yet I slotted them for another tomorrow. By recording this podcast today, a year after we installed these microphones, we're letting go. I almost don't care what it sounds like. I just want it to be out there, so maybe the next one and the one after that will come. Big ideas are nothing without small actions. And this is our first small, humble action. To do that, and I love saying that, you have to bet on yourself. Bet on yourself that you are capable and adaptable and that you deserve any change that you need in your life. If you're inspired, reach out to us and maybe we can drop some coconuts together. Who knows? If you share this podcast with someone you love, we won't be mad at you at all, and we're grateful that you took a moment to join us. Until the next time, drop some coconuts in 3, 2, 1.